This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:05, time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. And by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Toad, and Uncle Ralph.
All right, Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, the last Saturday of February. Seems impossible.
Don't even go there.
And winter starts next week.
Winter starts next week, and so does March Madness, yeah, officially.
Well, actually, March Madness has already started.
This was February fever.
Well, it's February fever, but it leads into March Madness.
It does.
Yes, yes. So, and, you know, the goofiest thing that IHSA ever did was get rid of the rights to March Madness. But even though they officially did that, it's still March Madness to all.
Well, they always call it the original March Madness.
And that's just
up
March
at the state tournament.
Just March Madness.
And so, and somebody has really, up on Saturday, made those girls from Quincy mad because they just whomping on everybody.
They've gotten to the point where a 35-point win just seems like a ho-hum victory for Q&D. But I find it interesting that they're going to go up against Brees Central. And Terry, we've talked about Q&D here since we saw him play the Toppers, and we're both on record saying not a public school that's going to beat him. But I tell you what. If one school could and one school should in terms of the public ranks, it should be Brees Central, because they are consistently dominant in their own right as a public school year in, year out. So kind of fitting. Yeah. That Brees Central will be the team, the last team, yeah, to get a crack at Q&D.
And that'll be 8:15 tonight at Redbird Arena at ISU. So, because Q&D and Brees Central both won in the semis yesterday. So,
and you know, it's interesting when you look at Brees and you look at Brees modern day right there in the same area. Two outstanding year after year.
Well,
basketball
but
teams.
You got Brees, the public school, and then you have Brees modern day.
They, is a Catholic
they
school,
come from parochial wherever. School. I mean, they could come from Timbuktu. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, they're consistently, both of them good.
They are, and it's weird that, at least I guess, that Brees Central is a public school. I would say consistently is better than the private school in Brees.
Well, I think it kind of goes in cycles. Certainly for basketball, in recent years it has.
Yeah,
you know, modern day was pretty dominant in boys basketball there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But certainly the girls program, the girls volleyball program, you know, perennial powerhouse with Brees Central. Mm-hmm. Girls basketball has been very good as well. Softball has been very good. So.
And didn't Brees Central, weren't they state champs in 2007? Didn't they follow Hillsboro?
Yeah, I believe they did.
Yeah, and they've won a volleyball state championship in the last number of years as well. So that'll
won the year that Carlinville went, I think, to the state, didn't they?
I think so. They'll start to run together after a while. But Brees Central will be the last team to get a crack at Q&D coming up tonight for the 2A state crown. Of course, congratulations to the Nokomis Redskins. They have advanced to another sectional tournament, and just year after year, this is the standard for Nokomis. I mean, you always talk about it, Terry. They don't get in that Christmas tournament, and they practice that whole week and a half where everybody else is playing games. They come out in the new year, year after year, ready to go, and they always win a regional, it seems.
Well, last year they did not, and that was the aberration, and we talked to some of the kids last night, and we'll probably talk to Coach Kimbrough here in a little bit, but, you know, that was one of the focal points of the whole situation from last year, having lost on their home floor in the regional championship to a very good Kincaid team. Not to take anything away from South Fork, because they were an excellent ball club, but it kind of stuck in their craw, and they wanted to make sure and win a regional this year, get back to the sectional, and of course on their home floor, that never hurts. So,
and when you play basketball in a program like Nokomis, losing on your home floor in a title game, that doesn't sit well.
Oh,
doesn't sit well with the players. Ooh. Doesn't sit well with the coach. And you're absolutely right, that was a motivation factor for him throughout the summer and through the year.
You think Coach Kimbrough would get a little upset with something like that?
Just speculating, possibly, maybe.
Just
hasn't forgotten.
Just
it.
A little, Ralph.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Just a little. And now they get to play the sectional on their home floor against the Madison Trojans. And I heard you say on Spotlight on Sports, it was a double overtime Ogden the last time they
met. Well, Oakville and Madison, I think, ranked 4 and 5 in the AP poll this week. So it was a toss-up, and Madison wins in double overtime by 4 points. And not surprising. I mean, those good teams, they'll battle each other tooth and nail. And we'll see Madison on Wednesday night. By the way, tickets are on sale right now for players, family members, cheerleaders, and reserve seat holders. They will be on sale until 10 o'clock at the old gym lobby at Nokomis, and then the general public can buy tickets from 1 to 3 on Monday. So.
And we're going to be talking with Steve Kimbrough coming up here, probably about 5 minutes on Sports Saturday. Coming up on March the 10th, the Litchfield Sports Boosters will be holding their annual event. And joining us right now in studio is Trish Rogers, board member on the Litchfield Sports Association. And Trish, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Big event coming up on March the 10th, and coming up at 9:30, thereabouts, we're going to have a special drawing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Every year we hold our annual dinner dance, and the grand prize is $8,000. The dinner tickets are for $100 for a couple, and we have silent auctions that we and raffle prizes and many things that they can bid on and chance to win during that time. And then you have a chance to split the money, or you can take the whole surveying if you want to. So
it's up to you.
It's up to you.
And today it's the early drawing, right?
It's the early bird drawing. Mm-hmm.
So somebody's going to
win $100 back.
Basically get their ticket paid for.
That's right. Yeah. So somebody will be real happy here coming up at the bottom of the hour.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And with the cost of athletic programs in all the schools, in regards to whether it's volleyball, what it is, cost for uniforms and stuff, sports boosters have become a very important part of the athletic department in schools.
Yes, yes.
Whatever you can raise money-wise and goes to whatever you deem it to go to, but it becomes very important to have sports boosters.
Yeah, we're more for like the big items that they need for to have a good program.
And those big items, they're so expensive, but yet so essential to making it a good program, like you were saying, Trish. And a couple years ago, it was a tarp for the softball field, and another big item on the way for the Litchfield programs.
It's the wrestling mats. They're going to get wrestling mats. A lot of kids got new uniforms this year. The baseball and softball both are going to get new bats because of the new regulations that they have.
And that's one thing a lot of parents and just fans in general don't realize, that every once in a while the IHSA will tweak, or the National Federation will tweak rules concerning how uniforms have to, you know, be within certain guidelines, and of course the safety issue for the bats, the speed of the ball exiting the bats now with the aluminum bats, that's all changed. So, and in other words, you have to invest in some new equipment, and it just costs an awful lot of money. Mm-hmm. So,
and if you don't think it does, walk through your local sports department in your local stores and look what a good quality bat or a good quality glove costs.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of baseball or softball gloves, they
make
are
you slap
expensive.
Your forehead. Like, is that the right price?
Yeah,
it's the right price.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but one of the great smells of all time is when you walk through the sports department next to the baseball gloves and you smell that leather.
Oh yeah,
isn't that a great?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know why that popped in my mind, but it's just a great smell.
Or when you're breaking in the glove, and you gotta put the oil in there and put the ball in there, the rubber band.
Tie the rubber band around. Yeah.
To get that, gotta get that pocket in there, and then Tim, you have to learn to chew Red Man so you can get in there and you can get
that's the missing ingredient, of course.
Oh yeah, well.
Yes. That's the old school missing ingredient.
That's why I was never any good.
Does Big League Chew work for that?
You're killing me, Smalls.
I guess that's a no.
That's
a no.
Okay.
That's a no.
We're talking with Trish Rogers from the Litchfield Sports Boosters, their annual event coming up on March the 10th.
All the tickets sold out, Trish?
No.
Okay, you still have tickets to sell. Who can people contact? You, obviously.
Me or Roger Krabby.
Roger Krabby, okay.
Yes. They can mail it to, they can contact either one of us. I can email it to them, the form, if they want that too. Or they can just mail a form to us, to our P.O. Box number 3 in Litchfield.
What is it, $100 for a
couple? $100 for a couple.
Okay, $100 for a couple, and that includes the meal.
Yes.
And all the entertainment and all the such that goes along with it.
Yes.
So, cool.
And what if somebody just wanted to make a donation?
They can send it to us. We give away, one of our two big prizes this year, we're giving away an iPad. And then tickets to the Rams, a nice, the 50-yard line tickets.
It's so. Not to the game in London, is it?
It might be.
I don't know. Well, that might be a little more incentive there.
Yeah, suddenly that becomes a real big ticket item.
I told Pringle to throw a couple cans of gas in the back of his pickup before he takes off because it's a long ride.
He told me Rick was driving. He told me Weatherford was driving.
Oh, well.
Don't tell Randy that. He might just try it.
Weatherford would never find London.
What? There's no road?
Yeah. How do we afford this creek we're coming to here? Boy, it looks like a big one. I just see old Weatherford pulling up the ocean and say, man, how do we afford this thing? Where's the ferry at?
You know you're going to get phone calls now. Right?
I know.
You know you're going to get calls.
I certainly hope so.
That was well worth it, though. That's well worth the phone call.
Anytime you got a chance to take a shot at Weatherford, it's good.
Take your shot at him.
You got to take
it. Rich, how often do the sports boosters meet, and how can people get involved? You're always needing, obviously, financial help, but you're always needing people to do things. And how can they get involved, and what sort of things do you have throughout the year?
The board members meet once a month. Mm-hmm. Usually the second Wednesday of the month. And then we have a list of our boosters that want to do stuff that help out at the boys tournament that we do. We have people that bake goods and for all those boys, hungry boys.
The Litchfield Invitational Tournament you're talking about, the basketball tournament, which is one of the premier tournaments in the whole area, whole state, that is.
And this year is very important since they had the ice storm. Yeah. A lot of those boys were there, and they were hungry.
Yeah. Well, some of them had to stay overnight even.
Yes. Yeah. So we had food for them, and they were
Were they stashed away in Panther Gym? Is that what we understand?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, just on army cots.
Wow.
He even had some wayward travelers off of I-55 was stopped in Litchfield for a little while.
Yeah.
Just goes to prove no matter what event you're putting on, you always got to be on your toes and be ready for anything.
But what a great story 25 years from now these kids will be able to tell you. Oh, wow, yeah. We got stranded in Litchfield, the tournament. It'll be a great story. Mm-hmm. So what sort of other things do you do during the year as far as fundraisers? Or is this the fundraiser for the year?
This is the main one.
Okay.
This is the main one. And then our other one is the Panther Open, which we're going to be holding August 19th this year. Okay. And that's the other big one.
Yeah, that raises a lot of money, too, the golf tournament. So
yeah. And then we have the membership drive.
Okay.
And that's about the three major ones we do.
Sounds good. And of course, you're always needing volunteers to help out and that sort of thing. And this is where the other members of the sports boosters can play their part, do their thing. So so finances is good, but you still need warm bodies, human bodies, to do the things that need to be done. So always very important.
So what were some of the other items besides Rams tickets? We kind of got distracted.
Yeah.
We have
going overseas.
On our silent auction, we've got people bringing in Cardinal tickets. I have a tasting tour for 10 to Sheffley's Brewery. Wow.
That's right up your alley, Tim.
I like the sound of that. Yeah. Can't beat Sheffley's.
We have...
As long as it's brewed, you can't beat it. As long as you think it's just as long as it's brewed, it's okay, right?
Those brewery tours are neat.
Yeah.
You got that right,
and it's
Bubba.
It's a tasting tour, so you know.
There you go.
You can taste it all. And like I said, several Cardinal tickets. The iPad is the big item. We have a lot of raffle items that we'll be auctioning off. We do have... an outdoor video camera that'd be great for hunters and that somebody donated. Litchfield National Bank donated that. So
that's the great thing about these events now is, I mean, these are real prizes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like something you're pulling out of a Cracker Jack box. I mean, the iPads, tickets, you know, brewery tours, these are real things that people actually need and want to do.
Yes.
I hate to interrupt, but Uncle Ralph, you have a phone call.
Here it is.
Long. Hey, Uncle Ralph.
Oh, boy.
That voice sounds like one I've heard somewhere, maybe in the men's room or somewhere.
Now, you don't think I can find my way to London?
I would bet against it if I had to bet.
Well, I'll tell you what, me and old Prangle, we've got three tickets. That leaves one extra one. So if you think maybe you can find your way, we can let you drive. Me and Prangle
Yeah. Well, you know that strip of water you got to cross. That's just a little wider than Shoal Creek.
Longer trip.
I was certainly hoping that you were tuned in this morning. So.
Oh yeah, don't miss it. And then I got alerted by about 15 other people that if I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure your squad was out listening.
Yeah, you wonder. That's why me and McGraw sat together over across from you, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know why you two sat there. And it, you know, well, we're not going to go into that. There's still people that's going to their eye doctor for the flashes they got that night.
Oh, I don't know how you put up with it.
I've seen people get try to weld without glasses that didn't burn their eyes as bad as that did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just good old-fashioned entertainment. It's just at its best.
Hey, can't get any better.
That's right. Well, hey, you guys have a great show.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, talking to you.
Thanks for calling. I've missed you lately when I went to eat at the 66.
Yeah, well, it's your turn to buy. I'll try to be there.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Rick. Bye. For those of you who don't know, that's Rick Weatherford, the Shine Shop guy.
Yeah. And he never will forget that.
We were sitting at the ball game. Ralph and I were doing the ball game that night, and all of a sudden, Ralph, out of the blue, Terry, I'm blinded. I'm going, what's wrong? He says, that shine down there. I'm getting a terrible reflection down there. It's off of Weatherford's head.
Him and McGraw was sitting
down
there.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm going, oh, my God.
I accused him of sitting. I said, looks like somebody down there mooning people.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's why they call it the shine shop.
There you go.
Hey, there you
go. That's right.
Yeah, he has three different kinds of wax on his head at all times. So which one do you want your car? And he just points to them.
It's called marketing.
That's what that's called.
That's marketing, man.
We need to take a break here on
Sports
Saturday.
God, do we ever.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Steve Kimbrough, the head coach of the regional champion Nokomis Redskins. We'll do that after this.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
And at 9:22, let's take a look at the weather forecast being brought to you this time by the Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunday skies for today will have highs in the upper 30s, mostly clear for tonight with lows in the 20s. And then for tomorrow, windy and warmer. Expect a high Sunday of around 58 degrees. Right now at 9:22, we have a temperature reading of 28 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products, like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim, 0.5%, and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
And at 9:24, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
All right, Tobinat, thank you very much. We are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. A chance now to catch up with Steve Kimbrough of the regional champion Nokomis Redskins. Coach, thanks for a few minutes and congratulations.
Thank you.
We needed somebody to come on and restore a little sanity to the show this morning, Coach, so I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I don't know if I can do that. I'm trying to work on some of that myself.
Steve, every year is different, of course, and every championship is different than previous ones. What, to you, stands out about your club this year?
Last year, the way the season ended, we were favored to win it and couldn't get the thing done, primarily due to an injury to one of our key players. And this year, especially our seniors, that's something that stuck with them, that they really felt like they missed the opportunity to get that. And this year, we was able to step up and show some consistency. And we've improved, not by leaps and bounds, but just kind of everybody's figured out their roles. Everybody's adjusted a little bit more. And that's the main thing, I think, that I'd like to see from the kids, is that they're playing their roles a whole lot better now than they were maybe at the middle of the season.
One thing, Steve, about your ball club this year is that there's not one person that the opposition has to stop. I think you've got a lot better balanced scoring this year, a lot of different people who step up on a given night to maybe deliver the knockout blow.
Yeah, we've got, Derb's our leading scorer, and he's running around 13 just over, and then Devin Wright's just over 12, and Brennan's just under 12. And then you've got Nick, who, in the last week, he's thrown in 20 points, had 16 last night. So, we've got some guys, and Austin Chaussey's had some good games for us with some points. So we've got the guys that the balance, as you say, with several games in the last month, we've had 3 and 4 players in double figures. And if you get that, then, yeah, you're real hard to stop.
The thing about Nick Fox is that his points are kind of quiet points. He plays in the ball game, and all of a sudden you look down the fourth quarter, and, my gosh, he's got 15 points. Where did those come from?
The biggest thing Nick has done different, he's figured out there's a rebound on the floor. It took about a half a year to do that. And he struggled with his three-point shooting, and he's kind of feeling a little more comfortable with that. But I say the biggest thing I think that he's contributed to us is that he's probably in the last 4 to 6 weeks of the season, he's probably averaged 4 or 5 rebounds a game, and he's not a weak player, and he's found out that how to get inside and get the shot up on the backboard and put it in, but he's probably getting close to a couple putbacks a game now.
And Coach, you talked earlier about the kids that settled into their roles and figured out what their role was, and sometimes even as a coach you have to change your procedure with a given group of kids that maybe weren't like the group you had before, so there's a lot of adjustment that has to go on both sides.
Well, absolutely. This year, we like to pressure baseline to baseline, and we just really didn't have the quickness this year to do that, or whether we didn't read well enough early on to do that. So, we basically started whenever we, after Christmas, went to our 2 back-to-back tournaments where, we just couldn't go out and play that hard, don't have enough bench depth. We went to a three-quarter, more of what we call the old-style 1-2-2 ball press, three-quarter court, more contained, slow things down a little bit. And that's my adjustment and we've become a lot more consistent and got a little more energy on the other end of the floor then.
Steve Kimbrough, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins, joining us here on Sports Saturday. And Steve, Nokomis always does a great job really of controlling the tempo, playing at your pace. And I guess against an opponent like Madison, who you'll face in the sectional, that becomes even more important.
Well, it goes back to 2 years ago whenever we had them over here and we lost to them in overtime. They kill you in transition, just with their speed. They kill you with some turnovers, with their defense, their quickness. And then they had some outside shooting. And our goal at that time was you got to keep them off the boards. You've got to stop the transition, and you can't turn the ball over. And I think we must have probably gave them, 2 transition, layups. And we made them score out of a half court. And, they had a kid that put in 30-some points that night from the perimeter. And you got to limit the ways that they can beat you. And if they're good enough to do that, they did it, and they did that. And that's probably going to be about our same approach this year, is try to put them into a half-court offense for themselves. Don't turn the ball over, and then be a little patient on offense.
And it's those open floor turnovers that really get you. In a close ball game, you look up if you lose by 4, but you gave up, 3 layups off of those steals off the press. Man, those kill you.
Oh, yeah, there's that, and, second shot, rebound. There's 2 or 3 things that just drive me up a wall. And, if we limit those things, then we stand a chance. Look at the comparative scores from, you know, Oakville, Madison, some teams we played down in there that, you know, I think that we'll have to play a good game, but I don't think that we're just going to be outclassed.
And it's always nice to have them on your home floor.
That's probably going to be maybe as good advantage. We don't have to travel. Should be a little more comfortable at home, and hopefully we can turn that into some points.
Steve, you got a great matchup there at the sectional with Franklin and Carrollton on the first game on Tuesday, Nokomis Madison the second game. This quality sectional tournament, some very good teams here.
Well, you got the number 5 ranked team in the state, you got the number 7 and the number 9, and then us. So, you know, yeah, it may be one of, as far as state rankings go, one of the best sectionals in the state. And I think Franklin and Carrollton played like the first game of the year, something like that, and I think Carrollton come away with like an 8-point win, so I'm sure they'll be looking for a little bit of revenge. So it ought to be a pretty exciting week at Nokomis.
So you guys might not have the state ranking this year, but you certainly got the tradition and the reputation, and those other schools, they know that you guys in your home floor, you're not going to be an easy out for anybody.
Well, we think that we can compete, and we got, like I say, we've got to take care of business. We've got to limit mistakes, and we've got to make good decisions. But that's something that we preach every game.
Steve Kimbrough, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins. Thanks for a few minutes this morning, and good luck next week.
Thank you, guys.
Kimbrough, they'll be ready.
And he continues to get as much out of the kids as any coach ever did. I mean, his kids, you know, they don't try to do too much. And just keep it to playing basketball and doing a few things and doing the few things very well.
Terry, you and I were talking the other day. It's hard to win a regional.
Oh, it is.
It's hard. You know, you look at it, you're like, oh, we just got to win 2 games. It's hard to do. And Nokomis, they do it better than anybody. Basically, 1 out of every 2 or 3 years, they're going to win a regional. You can mark it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's an expectation there, first and foremost. And the thing of it is, and we talk about this in other sports, and how defense wins you big games. And this time of year, a good defensive effort will go a long way. Let's look at what Litchfield did against Payne of the United. You know, the Purple Panthers for 3 quarters were just in la-la land, kind of. They were out of it. They were down 20 points. They went on a 17-0 run at the start of that 4th quarter. Their defense got them right back in the game. They had the lead cut to 5. And had possession of the basketball and just couldn't climb the hill. But, you know, the defense kept him in the ballgame after really floundering for about 3 quarters. And that's, you know, that was good to see on behalf of the Purple Panthers earlier this week against a very good and extremely good Payne team.
On their home floor.
On their home floor, yeah.
That's right.
And you look at a coach like Coach Kimbrough, and as you said, gets maximum effort out of his kids. He's a coach that gets 150% out of a kid. Where someone else might get 100%. He just has the knack of getting it done.
Well, and there's no ambiguity about what they're going to do.
No.
I mean, from the time these kids step on the basketball floor at the lower levels, you know, they're being coached by kids who played for Coach Kimbrough, who are now dads and who are now teaching the same thing that Coach Kimbrough's teaching. So there's no ambiguity, no question about what they're going to do, what they're going to see as junior high ball players, as high school ball players. It's all common knowledge to them.
It's funny, though. You hear a Hall of Fame high school coach talking about how you got to adapt your coaching style to the kids you have on your roster. You know, they can't, you know, baseline to baseline pressure this year like they normally do. And then you think about the University of Illinois and Bruce Weber's inability to do the exact same thing just proves that some people, you know, it's just a coaching thing. Either you can do it or you can't. Maybe Kimbrough's one of those guys. He'll beat you with his players.
Yeah.
Then he'll take your players, and then he'll beat his players. He's just that type of coach to where he gets the most out of his kids.
And, it's not a major tweaking. It's just a little thing here or there that he can do. And he's very good. And we have a lot of good coaches in the area, but Steve's extremely adept at picking out little things in the ball game. You know, little things about a particular player, and he'll make an adjustment defensively, and, you know, that player may not get a decent look the rest of the night. And that oftentimes comes early on. And if you're talking about making adjustments at halftime, you know, Nokomis is probably one of the teams that do it very, very well, coming into the halftime, making the necessary adjustments, and going back out and playing their game in the second half.
And when we say this, we think of little things like he can pick up on maybe Tim and go into half, and he'd say, "Now look, this guy moves well to his left, but he's terrible going to his right. So we keep him from going to his left. Make him go to his right. Make him go to his weakness, not his strength. And he's very good at this."
And I think there's a comfort level there with Nokomis, with the kids who have been in this system for so long. You know, they're just confident. They have a very high expectation of winning. And you know, coaches who are there for a long, long time have that, I guess, advantage because everybody knows it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Nokomis Madison coming up Wednesday night, 7:30 here on FM 106. And Uncle Ralph, just to clarify, if I played for Nokomis, what Kimbrough would have told me at halftime is
bench.
Whoa. Yeah, you can't play. We're going to put somebody in who actually can play and stop that kid from going to his left. That's basically what he would have told me.
He probably would have said, Tim, I think you better go home now. You forgot to milk the cow.
That's exactly right. So Nokomis and Madison coming up Wednesday night here on WSMI FM 106. Roger Krabbe has made it into studio, and he comes bearing gifts.
Roger, here, get up to that microphone there, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to be here for the Sports Boosters.
Oh, my goodness. What do we have here?
It's time for our early bird raffle. So far, we've sold 59 tickets, and one lucky person who has purchased is going to win $100. You know, we're hoping to get up to, you know, we want to sell 150 to 200 tickets. We've got capped it at 200, so we've got 2 weeks left, and we really want the Litchfield people who love sports to come out and enjoy themselves. It's a fun night. It really is.
And really a terrific basketball season this year for the basketball teams, I think. You know, a new year for Drew Logan, and he's getting his system put in. And of course, the Lady Panthers had a terrific season. So here you go, basketball fans. Here's your chance.
That's right. That's right.
Step up to the plate and
come out and support Litchfield basketball. You know, the boys basketball team. You know, we were 15-16 this year. Next year we're going to be, you know, hopefully better. The girls basketball team, they got girls coming up. They had a great year the last 2 or 3 years, and you know they're going to be good for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. They got girls at the middle school level also, and you know, it's an exciting time in Litchfield basketball.
Yes, it is.
It's really an exciting time for Litchfield athletics all around. I mean, the football season always generates good excitement. The wrestling program is doing very well, and you guys got a big purchase with them coming up. But as a whole, very exciting times for Litchfield.
Yeah, I know Coach McDonald and the football team, you know, they're looking forward to next year. You know, they expect to be much better than what they've been, you know, the last couple of years. You know, we've got some good athletes coming up in the, you know, the sophomore, junior classes, and you know, they're really looking forward to it.
And I think the spring sports are going to surprise some people this year, too, with, you know, how successful the teams are.
Well, I think, unfortunately for the Litchfield baseball team last year, they became a victim of Mother Nature. They got such a good start and then they played a ridiculous amount of games. I don't remember what it was, like 12 games and 14. It was something stupid.
And they, no arms.
No arms. They
ran
out of pitching. Apparently, pitchers need days off.
And Roger,
Who'd have thunk, huh?
Roger, we've talked about it many times here on Saturday Morning Sports about the parity in our area, not only, you know, the Litchfield teams themselves, but their competition, Hillsborough and Greenville and Southwestern, and everything, all of them are on a parity with one another. So every night when you go to the gym, you're probably going to see a pretty good contest between the two.
I totally agree. You know, the South Conference, the South Central, the East portion, they are very, you know, it's equal. You know, any night, you know, Litchfield can go to Vandalia. You know, we can go, you know, we beat Greenville, we split with them. You know, we played Vandalia tough in basketball. You know, they beat us both times, but, you know, Pena, we were beating Pena at Pena in the first quarter. You know, they went on to beat us later, earlier in the year. But, you know, we can play with people and, you know.
Yeah.
So it is very, very equal.
And vice versa. They can play well against your team. So that makes it good.
And plus next year you've got the new look South Central, which is actually the old look South Central kind of, but you know,
everybody's
in the same division next year.
Same division.
Yeah.
Throw them in a pot and stir them up.
There you go. So
Chris Rogerson, Roger Krabbe joining us here on Sports Saturday. And we're talking about rivalries. I guess we can't talk about a rivalry and have Litchfield people here not say Hillsborough.
That's probably the number one rivalry that we have, and it's fun. You know, it's fun to go to Hillsborough. It's fun for Litchfield or Hillsborough to come to Litchfield. You know, the girls' game this year between Hillsborough and Litchfield, great game at Litchfield. I don't know if anybody was there, but that was one of the best games that I've been to for a while, and it was fun. And the boys' games, it gets packed. This year we got them 3-0. You know, on the boys' side, which we got the bragging rights. So we're always happy about that.
And there's always a different
And Joe Vanzo's taking notes here this morning. Yeah, Joe's taking, you know, right. Okay, well, you know.
Well, we got to take advantage while we can.
That's right.
And it's good, friendly rivalry between these two schools. It's not a hate campaign. The kids know each other. They respect one another. They go out there and play their hearts out. And as you said, the game at Litchfield between the Hillsborough and Litchfield girls was an outstanding game.
It really was. And, you know, like you said, these boys, they play baseball together during the summer. And,
sure.
You know, they play basketball against each other all summer. And they girls and date the boys, and the boys date the girls from over there. And everybody knows everybody.
Uncle Ralph knows something about that probably.
Oh, yeah. We used to have to sneak in town, sneak out. But then,
that was back in the dark ages, huh, Ralph?
Well, yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your worst thing was getting to – from Hillsborough to Litchfield without the Indians getting you, you know, because you're riding horseback.
Dating yourself now, buddy.
Yeah.
Yourself now. All right. Let's get to the moment of the hour. We're about to make somebody a very happy camper. Roger is shaking it up right now. Who's going to be the honorary drawee here? Is it Uncle Ralph?
Let Uncle Ralph draw. Go ahead and draw one, Uncle Ralph.
Survey says.
Now this is Rick,
rolls it right off the table.
If this is Rick Weatherford's number, justice will have been done.
That's right.
Morning,
so. Just to let you know, Rick has bought a ticket, so Rick's name is in here. And we have number 49, and it is Joanne Helgen.
Oh, all right, Joanne. Yeah.
Congratulations to her for $100.
All right.
So basically, she gets her money back on the ticket, Well, again, for people in the Litchfield area, plenty of tickets do remain. It's coming up on March the 10th, so now's the time to step up and purchase the tickets. You get the dinner, you get all the entertainment, all the other accoutrements that go along with the dinner dance, and it's all for a great cause to help out the sports boosters.
That's right. You know, we really encourage people. We've sent out flyers to everybody who's bought a ticket in the last, probably the last 3 to 4 years. So, you know, we really encourage you to get to fill that out, you know, put your $100 with it and put that in the mail to us at P.O. Box 3, you know, as soon as you can so we can start planning. And, you know, we really need to jack up ticket sales these last 2 weeks. So we encourage you to do that.
All right.
Well, all the procrastinators will come forward now and get their tickets.
Yeah.
You said Weatherford's already got his?
He does, yeah. He's a fun guy. And we sit right by you guys at the Rams games, too. We sit by Rick and Randy at the Rams games.
Yeah, well, that ought to be a hoot.
What are your thoughts on them playing some home games in London, then?
I've got mixed feelings on it. As you know, we have season tickets at our office, and we hate losing a home game.
Yeah.
You know, we own PSLs, and, you know, you pay for those PSLs, and all of a sudden they're taking something from you. So I'm not all for it.
Yeah. They should at least, like, supply all the season ticket holders with a free, like, trip to London to give them the option, you know?
We can handle that.
Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, if we start playing better, you know, that – we just want to play better.
Well, I think they're going to. Jeff Fisher, that's a big-time hire for the Rams.
Big time. And, you know, with our quarterback we have with Sam Bradford and, you know, everything else, our linebacker, Laurinaitis, we're looking up. I'm the biggest optimist. Somebody can ask me every week, are the Rams going to win? And I'm like, yes. I don't care who they play. They're going to win.
Got to have that mentality. And they're going to trade out of that number 2 pick, accumulate some top picks, and start to get some talent into the fold here. So, and you got tickets available. Rams tickets will be available at the event coming up on March the 10th.
Yes, Kenny Contractors has donated their tickets, and I believe it's 4 tickets along with parking. They're great tickets also. I think they're on the 40-yard line, probably 15 rows up, and excellent tickets. So
those will work.
Yeah. So, you know, we really encourage people to come out because the only way you can get them is if you come to the dance.
I think the key word for the Rams is patience by everybody, the players, the fans, and everybody, because they're not going to turn this thing around overnight. It's going to take some time.
Well, the thing the Rams need to do, number one, is get people back in the dome.
Yep.
And you do that
by winning.
You do that by winning, but you have to be competitive, and you have to be able to put some points on the board. If you can't win every game, you got to make the games exciting. So, you know, the Rams have really been stymied as far as point production is concerned. They got to get some offense in that on that team so that people have something to cheer about. And once people have something to cheer about, maybe they won't win every game, but they have a reason to go, a reason to cheer, reason to be optimistic.
But in the NFL, you can turn it around quick.
Yeah.
You know, unlike baseball or basketball, where it takes a long time.
With the draft,
at the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You know.
in the NFL, I mean, the Rams proved it. They went from worst to champions in 1 year. Now, granted, they got a couple Hall of Famers in there and all that, but you see it year after year. Teams that miss the playoffs make the playoffs the next year. So, I mean, it could happen.
It's possible.
It can happen. So, lots of fun coming up on March the 10th. Roger Crabby, Trish Rogers, thanks for joining us.
And aren't you emceeing that event?
Yes. We'll see how that works out.
We're really looking forward to that, too. So it's going to be a fun night. So there's another reason to buy tickets, everybody. Tim Mize is emceeing our event that night.
That's right.
I like to keep expectations as low as possible. That's how I operate it best. So we'll see what happens. We'll try to have a lot of fun coming up on March the 10th. I think we will.
I'd give you a few stories you could tell, but you probably couldn't use them. So
we won't be on the radio.
Yeah. But you will be.
We'll have to do an audience survey. We'll have to get the demographics first before we bust out your material, Uncle Ralph. Have to be an open bar for that to fly, probably.
And a lot of liquor.
Yeah, that too.
Guys, any last comments, thoughts you guys want to get out there about the Litchfield Sports Boosters and what you guys do for Litchfield or anything about the event maybe we haven't hit on that you think's important?
I think we've covered pretty much everything, but, you know, as a member of the Sports Boosters, you know, we really appreciate helping out the high school and the middle school and, you know, the ADs. We work very closely with the ADs, and, you know, they do a great job for us we want to be first tier with Litchfield Athletics. You know, when it comes to uniforms, equipment, whatever it is, we don't want to be second class. We don't want to be behind anybody else. And hopefully Litchfield Sports Boosters can make that happen. So that's why we need everybody's support from the Litchfield community.
As we were talking before you came here, Sports Boosters have become a very important organization for every school with the cost of athletics, you know, the uniforms, whatever, equipment, bats, balls. It just keeps going up, and so it's very important to have these organizations.
And for people who want to buy tickets, maybe a phone number, an address where they can mail?
Sure. If somebody wants to buy a ticket, they can contact me at 556-9852, or they can mail to Litchfield Sports Boosters at P.O. Box 3 in Litchfield, Illinois, or get a hold of any of our board members. I don't have that list in front of me.
And if you forget, call out here and I can give you a few names.
Great. That'd be awesome.
That'd be one of the easy things to do. So,
yeah. Roger Crabby, Trish Rogers, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll have a lot of fun coming up on March the 10th. We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more sports following this.
Listen for all the Illini broadcasts on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Area Diesel Service in Carlinville for all your turbocharger and fuel injector needs. First Community Bank in Hillsboro. Wills Milling and Hardwood in Carlinville. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and Pawnee. Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Cubbyhole in Carlinville. And by Drew Ford and Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
And at 9:47, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs in the upper 30s, mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 20. And then for tomorrow, windy and warmer. Expect a high in the upper 50s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Chance of showers Monday and Tuesday. Otherwise, we'll have partly cloudy skies on Wednesday. Expect highs in the upper 40s. Lows will be in the low 30s. At 9:48, we have a temperature reading of 29 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Philmont. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:49, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
All right. Thank you very much, Sovana. We are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. About 10 minutes left here in the hour.
They're going to have meat.
Of course.
You know, David Letterman always talks about having meat. How great a prize meat is. Yeah. Well, you're going to have carry-out meat at this place on the 10th.
We are. Trish just informed us we're having Dan Helgen Farms, I believe, has donated beef, and it's already prepackaged.
There we go.
So
you take it out that night.
Another nice. Great item.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Hey, can right I? Up Letterman's alley here.
Know your cuts of meat?
Know your cuts of meat. That's right. Okay. Thought that was just important because food is always important.
Well, absolutely, especially meat. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Possible. Oh, no. Oh, that's nothing for us.
That's inter-office communication over there.
That's right, inter-office communication. Well, fellas, I guess we need to talk about some baseball here, and Ryan Braun becomes the first player to beat the MLB's drug testing program as his 50-game suspension lifted as he won his appeal process the other day.
And Reason number one, he plays for Bud Selig's former team.
Hard to argue it. It doesn't look good.
Okay. I think that's the overriding reason. Number two, I think there's the fact that they didn't want to get into an ugly lawsuit.
Yeah.
Over
always a possibility.
Yeah, over
days.
That sort of thing. And then number three, it's baseball. It's the foul pole syndrome. Which is the most important aspect of it all, of course. If it hits the foul pole, it's a fair ball. It's just the way baseball is.
I think the thing to keep in mind here is he didn't get exonerated because the sample was tainted or wrong. He got exonerated because they messed up the chain of custody.
Yeah.
And they didn't follow the protocol. The sample that he gave was sealed three times. It was sealed in the vial that he went into, sealed, which went into another container, which was sealed, which went into the packaging box, which was sealed. None of those seals had been broken. So he didn't challenge the validity of the test. He challenged the process. So he didn't say, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
He's saying, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So it's not like he can claim innocence. He's not guilty.
Oh, he's claiming innocence.
But he
can't.
But he didn't fight the actual the tainted sample.
Didn't they say, though, that the sample wasn't refrigerated after an extended...
I'm no doctor. I don't even know if that matters.
It could.
Well, the sample comes from the human body, which is 98.6 degrees on average. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. The story that AP had was that it was the highest recorded level ever of this material in a sample.
Right. I mean, if you can prove that leaving it out of the refrigerator makes testosterone levels spike, testosterone, if you can prove that, then maybe you have a case. But sounds to me like the legal system, for lack of a better term, worked.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is America. You're innocent until proven guilty. There was an appeal process. He had a chance to appeal. His lawyers found a loophole.
Right.
And he got off. That's the American justice system right there. Yeah. You know, like it, hate it, whatever. That's the system that we have in place. You have the right to defend yourself against charges. And he won.
But in the court of public opinion, Ralph, what's going to happen when he steps up to the plate the first time in a visiting ballpark?
That was going to be my comment. What is going to happen to him during the season when he travels from one ballpark to the other? How damaging can this be on his career if his shoulders aren't, quote-unquote, about 6 feet wide so he can weather the storm? I think there's a lot of repercussions can come out of this towards him and his career from this point forward. He may that just goes out there.
Here we go. Here's the situation now. Obviously, the procedures are going to be looked at as far as drug testing is concerned. Number two, he's not stupid enough to get involved in this stuff again. So what happened?
Manny was.
Huh?
Manny was.
Well, Manny was, but Manny's pretty stupid.
Never underestimate the stupidity of a professional athlete.
Well,
underestimate it.
That's possible. But all eyes are going to be on him.
He's now under the steroid microscope.
He's under the steroid microscope. So what happens if he quits doing this and his numbers drop off precipitously?
That's his problem.
What happens?
That's his problem. If if he has a down year, which can happen after you have an MVP type of year.
Sure.
You know, that's a career year when you win the MVP award. But if he goes down, it's going to be, I told you, look, see. And if he starts to get hurt, look, see. So, you know, he's really under the pressure now. I mean, look at what's A-Rod done since his problem came out, you know. He's been hurt.
Hurt.
He's underachieved.
Yes.
And what, you know, what's the overriding reason why? Sure, he's gotten older,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't have his help anymore.
There you go.
But, hey, pretty amazing. The only difference is Manny has found God now.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for that.
He did a press conference for his first appearance with the A's, and they counted. He said God 30 times during the press conference.
Well, I'm sure he was humbled whenever he got suspended for the second time. I figured he found God whenever he went to take a leak behind the Green Monster. Thought he might have found him there.
Yeah.
Old Manny.
Yeah.
He is a piece of work, isn't he?
He is a piece of work. That Manny being Manny's not quite as cute now.
No, it's
is
not.
It?
No,
it's kind of lost its luster.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Manny was being Manny when he was with Big Poppy, that was kind of
they
a
were
special.
Winning World Series.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of fine, special. Then. Now she's just Manny.
Now just Manny.
Just Manny.
Now it's just Manny being Manny.
Well,
there's no joy.
It will be interesting to see what happens, you know, as he goes along in the season now. He's going to have a tremendous amount of weight on his shoulders, too.
Braun, you're talking about.
Don't get me wrong. I think Ryan Braun is an extremely talented baseball player.
Yes.
And whether he had this stuff in his system or not, he is a very good baseball player. But I think even if he has a good year this year, people are going to be wondering about it.
There will always be people who will hate him.
I will.
Just for that reason. And
not
we'll
that
look
I'm going to hate him, but right.
Some people will always question the validity of his career, right or wrong. And, you know, people say, oh, he doesn't look like a steroid user. Well, neither did Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah.
And we know how that worked out. You know, not all steroids make you big and bulky. There's lots of different ones that have the same effect. So, unfortunately for Ryan Braun, he's about to enter a new age.
Yes, he is.
Of being a professional athlete.
And I think the kid gloves come off now.
Yeah,
he's fair game in the media.
Oh, yeah.
And the question has to be with him or anybody else that's taken steroids in the past, your superstars, A-Rod and these people, why? You're at the top of the game. You're as good as you can get or as a game can get, and you
pride
want to.
You know, pride. Competitive edge, you know, like, he's taking it, and he's, you know, he's getting better numbers than me. He's getting more money than me. You know, on and on it goes.
Yeah,
it's not right, but I guarantee you that's why they do it.
It's called being part of human nature.
I mean, how much money did Mark McGwire make from doing it? How much money did Barry Bonds make? I mean, the contracts have gotten so big.
Yeah,
that, you know, these people. That's how it goes.
That'd be like me shaving my head, and then somebody'd say, "Why'd you do that?" And I'd say, "'Cause I wanted to look like Weatherford." You know. Why would anybody?
Well, are you saying it didn't just doesn't make much sense? Is that what you're
right?
Trying
to say? Exactly what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. Of course, it doesn't make sense.
I was trying to put it diplomatically. You know, I didn't want to upset Weatherford.
Well, yes, we wouldn't want that after earlier in the show.
After bashing this guy all show long,
extends the olive branch in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, extend the olive branch.
Slap him across the face with it. We've got Cardinal spring training baseball coming up in a couple of weeks.
March 10th.
March the 10th.
Yeah, March 10th. We start with weekend games and of course, all the daytime games on AM 1540 again this year. So Cardinals are in for an interesting year, no matter what happens.
And Mott has officially been named the closer.
Yeah,
how about that?
How about it?
Officially the closer.
And touch on that a little bit, Terry. I've had uno people ask me, well, what games are WSMI covered?
Daytime games only on AM 1540 because KMOX is scared of us. That's why. You can quote me. Upper management doesn't like me to say that, but they were afraid of our ability to cover the east side.
Yeah.
Scared him to death. And that's my story, and I'm sticking by it. And I'm pretty darn proud of it.
Hard to argue it.
Yeah. Prove me wrong. I dare you. Prove me wrong.
Prove him wrong. Based in fact.
So you folks tuned in right now. It's a great advertising medium right here at WSMI FM 106. We scared off the big guys. They're scared of us. We got them right where we want them.
Shaking in their boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if the Redskins
maybe they're not shaking, but, you know.
You never know.
It's a good story.
A slight tremble.
That's right.
Maybe Nokomis can get Madison shaking in their boots Wednesday night on their home floor. Thing about Nokomis is, they make you play their style more times than not.
Yes, they do.
They probably will not get sped up against Madison, maybe like some teams will or have. So, should be a good ball game Wednesday night. We'll have it for you right here on FM 106. We want to thank Roger Krabby, Trish Rogers for coming out for the Litchfield Sports Boosters. Their event coming up March the 10th. Tickets on sale as we speak. So, we thank them for their time this morning. Fighting Illini, I guess, tomorrow.
4:30. hosting Iowa.
They will lose to Iowa tomorrow at 4:30.
Yes.
Well, they won't lose at 4:30. They'll start at 4:30. They'll lose about 6:15, 6:20. Very optimistic about the Illini.
Don't mince words, Tim. How do you really feel?
I don't have enough time to say how I really feel. We have run out of time here on Sports Saturday. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.